This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Pune in Maharashtra today. He will inaugurate, lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation various projects worth over 22,600 crore rupees. Mr. Modi will flag off the metro train scheduled to run from District Court to Swargate, Pune. In line with his commitment to make India self-reliant in the field of supercomputing technology, Prime Minister Modi will dedicate to the nation three indigenously developed Param Rudra supercomputers under the National Supercomputing Mission. Prime Minister Modi will also inaugurate a high-performance computing system tailored for weather and climate research. This project represents an investment of 850 crore rupees, marking a significant leap in India's computational capabilities for meteorological applications. In Jammu and Kashmir, a voter turnout of 57.03% was recorded in the second phase of assembly polls yesterday. The Election Commission said voting was held for 26 assembly constituencies spread across six districts peacefully without any incident of violence. The six districts that went to polls in the second phase were Budgam, Ganderbal, Poonch, Rajouri, Riyasi and Srinagar. As per the Election Commission's data, Sri Mata Vaishno Devi seat recorded the highest voter turnout with 80.74%, followed by Surankot at 74.95% and Poonch Haveli at 74.66%. Among the districts, Riyasi topped at 74.7%, with Poonch district a close second at 73.8%. Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha has extended hearty congratulations to the voters of second phase of assembly elections for turning out in large numbers to exercise their franchise yesterday. India has called for urgent reforms of the international decision-making structures, especially the Security Council, to give the Global South its due representation. Speaking at the Foreign Ministers' meeting of the G20 in the US yesterday, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar stressed that the Global South must be given their legitimate voice. He emphasized on the urgent need to reform the UN to ensure it is representative, credible and effective. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that the UN is a prisoner of the past and it must evolve with the world. He said as a result, the UN Security Council struggles to fulfill its mandate of maintaining international peace and stability, undermining its effectiveness and credibility. He stressed that the Global South must be given their legitimate voice. India has signed an international agreement to protect marine biodiversity on the high seas. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar signed the Biodiversity Beyond National Jurisdiction or BBNJ agreement at the UN headquarters in New York yesterday. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that India is proud to join the BBNJ agreement, which is an important step towards ensuring that the oceans remain healthy and resilient. In a possible escalation of conflict between Israel and Hezbollah, Israel's army chief has instructed troops to prepare for a potential incursion into Lebanon. This comes as Israeli fighter jets intensify their bombardment of Hezbollah targets across the border, marking the most severe air assault since 2006. According to Lebanese Foreign Minister Abdullah Abu Habib, the ongoing hostilities have already resulted in displacement of nearly 5 lakh people in Lebanon. The Lebanese Economy Minister, Amin Salam, warned of potential chaos without an immediate political solution, citing a monthly humanitarian crisis cost of at least $135 million. The IMD has issued a red alert over parts of Maharashtra, Goa, Konkan, Gujarat, Sikkim and sub-Himalayan West Bengal today due to extremely heavy rainfall. The IMD has also forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Saurashtra, Kutch and Arunachal Pradesh along with East UP tomorrow. Meanwhile, heavy rainfall conditions will be present over Uttarakhand, Gujarat, West MP and East MP till tomorrow. And in Macau Open Badminton, India's Kidambi Srikanth will face compatriot Ayush Shetty in men's singles round of 16 match this afternoon. In women's singles round of 16 match, Indian shuttler Tasneem Mir is set to face 4th seed Tomoko Miyazaki of Japan today. In women's doubles, India's third seed pair of Gayatri Gopichand and Teresa Jolly will clash with Lin Chi Shun and Teng Shun Sun of Taiwan in round of 16. And that is the end of this news bulletin.